What up? Jimmy Murray here with Frank Patilano, and we are the Cashflow Kings. The Cashflow Kings podcast discusses money, finance, mindset, and investing with an emphasis on cash flowing real estate.
Thanks for joining the Cashflow Kings, and welcome to our new episode, Finding Leads with Nicholas Nick. We are here to help you crush your goals.
So outside of having a cool name here, brother, it's exciting to have you on the podcast. And just from like what we talked about briefly, I think this is probably going to be one of the most value-packed episodes we've had in a while here. No disrespect to the other guests, but Nicholas Nick here is a big personality, and just based on what we discussed, it's going to get hot quicker, guys. So take out the pen and paper, and let's let it rip.
Rock and roll, man. No, thank you guys so much for having me. Yeah, I'm going to provide as much value as I possibly can.
Cool. So if we're like on an airplane, 35,000 foot view, tell us a little bit about you, what you do, and what makes you special.
Yeah, I own a lead generation company. It's called leadminingpros.com. We've been around for like 8 years. And, when I set out to make this company, actually, I can go further back. The day I quit college, I remember I was sitting in college and I was like, this sucks. Like, I'm not fucking doing this, right? The day I walked out of college, I said, Nick, whatever you do, just be the best at it. You know, it was just like a big motto of mine. It's like, you know, if you're going to walk out of here, literally mid-class, you know, like it wasn't like I was at home and I slept on it. I was like, no, I'm doing this live. I'm going to burn the boat right now. And I was like, you know, if you're going to walk out of college, you're going to commit to being the best at whatever it is you do. And, you know, when I founded this company, I had the idea to have a company so great that other people don't even think about entering the industry. Right.
Love it. That's like taking souls like David Goggins, right? Yeah. Like, we're going to be so good. You don't even want to come in.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's like, hey, you know, Nick's got this covered. Why would I ever get involved, right? And it really kind of paid off. You know, what makes me special, you know, on our lead gen strategy, what we do is we're turnkey. So we pull lists, we skip trace them, we cold call them, and we text message them. We do that all in a sequence. Now, people can provide their own lists, they can provide their own skip tracing. So we're really easy to work with. But the other differentiator is I offer American callers and foreign callers. So depending on your desires and your needs, you can really like create, for those who are old enough, you can create your own adventure with us, you know, which is a book series that was way back when. We could flip to a certain page and watch the story play out. Well, with us, you can do the same thing. So no matter what your situation, you need callers, you need texters, we got you covered. It's all managed by me. You don't worry about anything. You worry about me. You know, a lot of people say, hey, can I talk to the cold caller? And I'm like, look, the main benefit of this service is you don't talk to the call. You talk to me. Okay. If you want me to tell them something, or if you got a great point, hey, we'll chat about it. And I'm in charge of them, right? You know, you don't got to worry about that. And anyone who thinks they want to talk to a cold caller clearly has never done it before, right?
That's it.
Yep. You know, it's not enjoyable. And talking about my callers with the, you know, they're all pretty good, but you know, managing an employee, making sure they know what you're saying, making sure they're doing what you just told them to do, you know, that's not a lot of people's strong suit, and it is mine. That's for sure.
Nick, now if someone says that they want to talk to your cold call, do you say, oh, you should just go hire somebody else then? Or you try to reel them in? What do you try to do there?
Well, I mean, you know, I say, what do you want to say to them? Right? Really? Like, what? Tell me.
That's going to stop most people. Honestly, it's going to stop them dead in their tracks.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like, hey, well, why can't you, you know, I mean, I remind them, I go, you know, you're going to want to tell me, first of all, we are going to talk about like, so it's like, oh, well, I want them to say my business name. No, you don't. No, you don't. You do not want them to say your business name. That is not a good idea. You know, oh, well, you know, I want them to do this. Hey, well, hey, actually, we've done that before. The perk of hiring me is that, you know, we've been in business for 8 years, right? So we've tried it, you know, and no matter what you're thinking, if you want to do something differently, just ask me about it. You know, but our system, because we've also been open for it, that, you know, that experience, we've changed what we've done. I say yes to everything at least once. Right. And so, so I've gone in, you know, a lot of people say, hey, I just sent out a mail campaign. Why don't we call and tell them we just sent them some mail? Huh? What a great idea. And I said, you know what? You know, I thought that was a great idea too. I tried that 9 years ago before I opened this business. And you know what everyone said? If you call them and say, "Hey, I sent you some mail," they would say, "Well, if we're interested, we'll check the mail and we'll give you a call." Click. Almost every person took that as an opportunity to hang up on me, right? And again, we've tried it. It's not like yes or no. So my first thing would be like, what do we want to say? What do we want to do? And let them know, like, hey, this is actually a part of the benefit. You know, you get to learn from all my experience. Now, one thing I do is, you know, the script is pretty cut and dry. If someone says, hey, I want to change the script, they say, look, if you're just looking for sellers, you don't want to change the script. Now, if you're doing something ninja and like we're calling like a pre-foreclosure and we're trying to get them to like cash out or do something super interesting or different, then yeah, we can customize the whole script. But if you just like want to change one question or one word, I'm like, you know, trust me, my team, we've been crushing the same script for like 8 years. We make these little changes. Sometimes they could lead to bigger problems.
Yep. But that's it. You are the professional. You've created the process. And if people are going to hire you, they have to trust the process. I tell folks that all the time. Like that's the sauce.
Well, you know, and I love that you said that. So I'll tell people no, right? And I go, no, we don't do that. And I had a guy tell me once, he goes, what a relief. He goes, you know, every other company, all they fucking say is yes. Right. And he goes, I'm actually glad that you said no, that you don't do that. You know, and with us, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I had a woman call me the other day. And I gave her a quote for like $800. And I'd say, you know, you're going to get anywhere from 6 to 20 leads for this $800, right? And the six is a more saturated market and the 20 is a more suburban market, right? I mean, that's the range, right? That's how the range works. You know, if you're in like Atlanta or something, you're going to get probably 4 to 8, you know, and if you're in a city no one's ever heard of, you're going to get 15 to 20, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of how it works. Anyway, so she calls me, and she goes, Nick, you know, I need more. I need more. And I was like, you know, I was like, I need more for that, for the amount that I'm paying. And I said, I'm not gonna, you know, if I told you more, I'd be lying to you, right? And I was like, okay, but you know, I understand where she's coming from. She's like, well, my current VA is getting me 3 leads a day. I said, well, if you're getting 3 leads a day, then why the fuck are you calling me? Right? And
Because
she
then,
goes,
like, every lead is not made the same.
right.
That's
And
the other thing, right? A lot of people get stuck in these lists, and one, it's a terrible list, and they're wondering why they're not turning any deals. And it's like, hey, Nick, I could send you 5 leads a day, but it doesn't mean they're all good. But if you say, hey, Jimmy, I'm going to send you one lead per week, and that you're going to be able to close, I'm going to pay way more money for
by the
that.
way, it's gonna right. And you know, and the other point I even made to her, and I said, look, if you're getting and I'm very honest, you know, you're not gonna call me and get like a hoorah, you know, session, right? Kind of thing. And I said, look, if you're getting 3 leads a day, I said, I think the problem might be how you're handling these leads.
Yes, because if you don't follow up after that in terms of how you actually drive it to a contract and drive that contract to close, the problem is in the leads.
Yeah, well, right. And I go, look, if I said, I am going to send you 6 to 20. If you're not doing good on 3 a day, which is 90, okay, if you're really getting 90 leads a month and you're not closing anything, like, and again, I'm like, this is almost like an anti-sales call, you know, if you think about it. But I'm giving her real advice. I'm not just pushing my product, right? It's like, hey, like I am telling you, and I told her, she goes, well, I need more leads. I said, well, you're asking me to lie to you. And she goes, no, I'm not. I go, I know you're not saying Nick lie to me, right? I was like, but you're telling me that you want more. And I'm telling you that the hotter your market is, the less leads you're gonna get. So if you want more, I said you can go to land, right? Land is a big win. You get way more leads because it's not as populated. Or you can go to a city no one's ever heard of. And I was like, you know, and those markets you will get more. But if you want to be, you know, in Houston, if you want to be over here, you know, this is kind of what it's going to be.
No doubt. No doubt. So, like, who are the type of people that come to you? Right? Like, what are your what, who's your ideal client?
Well, I mean, you know, anyone with money wanting leads is my ideal client, to be honest with you.
So, what's your favorite industry then? I know it sounds like you're real estate heavy, but
Yeah,
would
well, yeah.
this work across any industry?
Yeah, well, and you know, back to your question of, you know, who it is, you know, it's there's like three different people that come to me, right? There's the new person who maybe they hired a VA and got screwed, right? That happens all the time, you know. And it's not even that they got screwed. It's that maybe they don't know how to manage, train, develop, write scripts, hold them accountable, right? You know, hiring an employee is actually way harder for the first 6 months. People go, oh, I'm gonna hire someone and my life's gonna be easier. No,
Yep.
it's not. Actually, you got to
Right.
work double because you got to do your job and their job now the whole
Right.
time that you do it, right? So you know, a lot of people come to me exhausted from a VA. They're new. They're doing that. And then I have the veteran who's had a team of VAs or is doing it in-house. And one of two things, but hey, I'm actually promoting my cold caller to acquisition manager. We got to get this guy off of cold calls. We got to get him onto hot leads, right? So I have those people that call me. So it's cool that we have like the seasoned veteran. We have people that come to us because direct mail isn't working anymore. You know, we get that all the time. The new thing is PPL is sucking, right? So a lot of people are coming to me. You know, PPL really blew up onto the scene, you know, and you know, if they don't watch themselves, it might blow up off of the scene. You know, pretty good. I'm noticing that both things are happening, right? Like, oh, it got a lot of attention. And then, you know, then people got a lot of expectation. And then once all that expectation started setting in, now people are spending $3,000 and, you know, not making any money from it sometimes.
Nick, I'm loving this so far because so I own a virtual assistant company, and we have so many people that call us that just want a cold caller. And my first question is how much experience do you have cold calling the person? We don't offer cold calling. We're like you. If we don't do something, we just say no. And we focus on the things we're good at. And they're like, "Well, I have no experience." I said, "Well, I said, we're definitely not for you then. We like to work with people that have a little bit of experience so they understand how hard cold calling is. You're not going to get 400 leads in one day." They think they are. They're going to beat the system.
Oh, I tell you, my happiest clients are the ones that cold call themselves. They go, how the hell did you get five leads on 2,000 dials? Nick, I've been calling for 3 months. I don't,
Yeah.
you know, and it's like, and I forget how good we are too, because we've been doing it at this volume for so long. But no, people call me because I have all my numbers and all my averages on my pricing page. So everything you
Nice.
buy tells you exactly how many dials we're giving you, how many texts we're giving you, and what you can expect as a result of those. And that clear, people go, how the hell do you get 30 leads off of this? I'm like, well, you know, we've been doing this a long time. Our cold callers are really damn good too.
And also, he's spot on. I'm on his website, and he's got really cool names for each package too. But literally down to the dollar, what it's going to cost and the amount of leads you can expect to receive.
And one of the coolest things, back to your question on what makes us different, is a lot of people, they just sell, I remind every, they just sell you the leads. I tell all my clients, look, I'm not a Walmart cashier, right? If you need me, you call me. The number we're talking on, that's my cell phone number, right? The number on the website, that's my cell phone number, right? So it's like, if I'm right here for you. So if something goes wrong on your campaign, you're not getting enough leads, you're getting frustrated, you're doing whatever, you call me, you know, I'll. And very politely, I'll help you screw your head on straight, right? You know, I always say this, you know, people that bad mouth the leads never close deals, right? I tell all my clients, they say, Nick, if you could leave me with one piece of wisdom, what would it be? I'm like, don't talk shit about these leads when you get them. Don't get a lead and go, oh, this fucking lead sucks. Oh my God, I knew this lead was gonna suck. And then it's like, you know, because what happens is you're poisoning your outcome, you know. And I see it all the time. You know, I used to have a business partner. He was the closer, I was the lead generator, and that's how this company got started. I was cold calling for him, right? And he used to say, Nick, read me the notes and lie to me, right? He's like, tell me how bad they want to sell their house, right? Because he knew the notes don't matter. Okay, what matters is how much confidence and how good you feel when you enter the conversation. That's what's going to give you great conversations. If you're all grumpy and pissed off and you just worked yourself up, yeah, call that lead now that you're all. I tell everyone, I go, do not call while you're grumpy. Do not, never call a lead while you're grumpy. You're gonna,
Right, they can hear that. They
oh
can
yeah.
absolutely hear that.
Yeah, you're gonna pick a fight. You know.
No doubt. Yeah.
So, how did you get started in this business? Like you said, you just quit college, and this was the first business you started, and you just lucked
No,
out
not
and you
at
made it
all.
awesome, or it
Yeah.
was all like butterflies and roses, or you actually lost some
No.
money, or what?
Yeah, I know the reason why I was such a good leader, the reason why I meant to manage 40 cold callers is I ran restaurants from ages. So when I walked out of that, I became a restaurant manager. I entered the restaurant industry, okay, and I was a cook. And after a year and a half being a cook, they promoted me to manager, which I don't know if you guys know, but cooks don't often get promoted to management. The servers do,
No,
because they're
right.
handling money and customers, and cooks are normally smoking crack out back, right? So they get a little bit different.
Facts.
But and that's probably what made me shine, you know, is I wasn't doing that, you know, and I really was giving it my all. So I became a restaurant manager at the age of, I think I got my first management promotion at 19, which was great. After I became a manager, then I managed until I was like 31. So I did it for a very long time. I gave it my all, and I got really good at it. Like I was like expert, and that's one of the reasons I quit. Like there was no more challenges. You know, hair in the food, got it. Employee late, got it. Employee on drugs, got it. Drunk, sexual harassment. They're like, dude, like whatever, bro. Like I've literally, you know, 13 years. I mean, I'd mastered it. I mean,
Yep.
you know, without a doubt. And I was paying attention. I'm not like autopiloting through it. And that's what made me good with people and good with systems. I mean, I used to sit in my dining room and pretend to be eating and listening to the servers and auditing them live. So when I have cold caller audits, guess what? I've been auditing for 10 years, right? And even if the restaurant I worked at didn't have an auditing process, I created it. I saw how good it worked. I wrote people up when they didn't adhere to it. So I learned all these tips and tricks. So back to the what makes us different is I don't come from the real estate industry. I come from the customer service industry. So my whole attitude, my whole style of teaching, my advice, my strategy, some of the things I've said today, you know, I'm so honest with it all. I'm not trying to sell my product. I'm trying to set your expectation. You know, I know this will work if you'll listen to me. And then, you know, and I might also not be the best fit. So I kind of just serve people like, you know, where they're at, and I learned all those skills, you know, from the restaurant industry.
No doubt. So I'm listening to audit and I immediately think AI. Obviously, AI is the hot topic. Have you rolled out any like AI within the business?
No, none.
Nope. Just still your brain.
Great point. Great point. And you know, and that is a problem. You know, I am not an early adopter of AI, you know, and I'm just now getting into it. And it's super powerful. You know, I don't really have really any other way to work it into the business other than, and I'm so good. The thing is with me is I'm so good with humans, right? Now I'm a good software guy, but like I'm so good getting my employees to create a system. I'm not a developer on the software side. I'm like a human developer, right? So it's like I
Got
can
you.
get 40 employees to have impeccable standards and follow systems and processes. If someone's like, hey, create a line of code that every time a lead comes in, it goes to a spreadsheet. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have to call my guy for that.
That's
Okay.
it. But you know what you're good at and you know what you're not good at.
Yeah. But it's made me late, right? So, you know, like most things, I'll lean on a crutch. And I won't really focus. You know, I never went to TikTok. I'm not saying that was a mistake. I'm kind of glad I never did. But I did not adopt TikTok. I did not adopt Twitter. I did not adopt Instagram. You know, I got on Facebook. I crushed Facebook. I owned it. And I'm late, you know, if I'm being honest. You know, like I wish I would have given some of these things a little bit more attention because now I'm like fucking playing catch up. And now I'm naturally
Right.
not good at it. And, you know, and it sucks to do things you're not good at when you're trying to do it 5 years after everybody else is.
That's it. That's
Yeah.
it.
So tell us about what's your biggest concern in your business right now? What's your biggest challenge?
What is my biggest challenge? I will say for the last 8 years, customers have just come to us. It's been very turnkey. I've never had to worry about marketing my own brand for the last 8 years. We've been up at least 20% every year without any notable marketing expense. I think I spend $100 a day on Facebook ads, right? So this year, that's not the case. I mean, we're still crushing it, but I'm down for the first time in 8 years, this year. And I think that, that I do think that we're in like this recession right now. I think that there's this recession that nobody's owning, probably because, Trump's the president and we're not supposed to be talking like that when he's the president. But I do
Yeah.
think that there's this big recession, that's here. Customers used to hang up with me and purchase like within an hour. Now they hang up, they got to talk to their wife, they've got to figure it out. And look, I'm not, I'm definitely not complaining, but I see there's so much discernment, right, going on out there. And there's a lot. There's scams, there's coaches scamming us, there's service providers scamming us, there's lenders scamming us. There's like, I mean, it's a time for discernment, right? So I'm not arguing that, but I've noticed that that kind of slows. So, my biggest opportunity is I now have to intentionally market for the first time in 8 years. It's literally been mailbox money for the last 8 years. And I think that's because of all the reasons that, we have the Americans. I offer like a lot of free services. I offer like education. I have a great ecosystem, right? But I've never had to go out and tell people about it. My customers have done all the telling, my whole business. So now I have to change it up a little bit.
What does your first client look like in order to start that path that you just discussed?
What does my first client look like?
Yeah, like how'd you track the first one? You had to tell somebody. That's what I'm thinking. Because
Oh
honestly, like I love the referral business and it's all from your
yeah.
existing clients, but
Well, I'm all Facebook, I've always been a Facebook guy, Facebook groups. My very first post went viral inside of a Facebook group that I'm now banned in today. The downside
awesome.
of being successful is, that sometimes the group owners get bitter, right?
Yep.
When you're making more money than they do and it's their group. But I mean, they could just talk to me and get affiliates and, like I'm a win-win kind of guy, right? But anyways, I make a post one day and I have three clients at this time. So what I used to do, how this company got founded by accident is I was going on Facebook Live and cold calling for an hour a day. That's what I was doing.
Nice.
And
So
then,
kind of almost like a RJ Bates in a sense.
yeah, except I did it for accountability. You know how people film themselves jumping in cold plunges, right?
Yes.
Well, they do that because they don't want to jump in the fucking cold plunge. And they know if they film themselves that it helps like them hold themselves accountable. Hey, there's going to be people watching. I can't chicken out now, right?
Right.
So I almost recorded myself just to make sure I did it every day. I mean, an hour of cold calling sucks,
Sure does.
And
Yeah.
I actually dialed for 4 to 7 hours a day, but one of those hours was on Facebook Live, was what I
Got
did.
you.
Well, people started watching me, and after 3 months of me cold calling, and all of this is on my YouTube. Every single video I ever made is on YouTube right now. So if you guys want to see me cold call like 10 years ago, when I absolutely sucked in my like 700 square foot apartment, you can totally check that out.
I love it.
Yeah, no, that's great. But I cold called and people started saying, "Hey, I see you calling. Could I pay you to call for me?" I'm like, "Yeah, you can pay me to call for you." And then they just kept asking, and I kept saying yes. And I had three. And then I go in this Facebook group and I say, "Hey, I've never done this before, but we're all," and back then we were only Americans because I was the only employee. But I was like, "Oh,
Right.
I'm offering American cold callers here, right?"
Gotcha.
And then that post went viral. It had 289 comments, 500 likes. It like blew the fuck up. And I signed up 20 people the next day
That's amazing.
from that post.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge. It's huge.
If someone wants to become a better investor, what do you recommend?
I think there's a little story I could share with you. I had a customer call me up and goes, "Nick, I wanna double my closed deals next year. How much more should I spend?" I said, "I don't I don't think you have to spend any more, bro. He goes, what? What are you talking about? I said, why don't you go look at all the deals you didn't close last year and figure out what you're missing and then implement solutions for what you're missing? I was like, then you don't have to go out and double your ad spend. So that's the tale. The real reality is you got to improve your offloading strategies. Stop being a little punk about just lowballing offers and getting things at a low price. You know, every seller should receive three offers in a sequence, in my opinion. Okay. First is the cash offer, then the novation offer, and then the creative finance offer. Each of those offers go up. Novation is a little higher than cash. And hell, if we get this on the right terms, I can pay your full price, right? Hey, yeah,
Right.
300,000? Sure, I could pay that. 0% interest. And
Right.
boom, let's go, baby. I'm in, right? And so, you know, you can creep your way up and do it that way. So, you know, so I would say learn emotional intelligence and learn offloading strategies. Is how you're going to be a better closing more deals, not getting more leads. Let's go back to that lady who's got three leads a day, right? From the cold caller, right? It doesn't matter if she goes to six leads a day. If your closing rate is zero, your closing rate is zero. It doesn't matter how many leads you get. If you're close, so you know, focus on the numbers, focus on the KPI, see what you're missing, and then build around that. I know you're gonna be like, well, I don't want to do that. Yeah, I know you don't want to do that, right? But the good news is, all you if you build it right, you just build it once, you know, and
That's
you
right.
that's a great line. I should write that down. But you know, if you
Don't
yeah,
worry, this is being recorded.
woo! But if you build it right, you build it once, right? And what maybe you build it three times. Who gives a shit? But if you build it, you know, it should be. I just told this to my employees today. Guys, we're doing an amazing job. Our next goal is to be proactive. I said, what I want all of you thinking all week long is what problem have I been solving that keeps coming up, right? And I was like, you're used to solving it every day because you think, well, this is my job. But I'm telling you that your new job is to stop solving problems all the time and solve them once. Okay. So what are we missing? So as a customer service, are a lot of people asking questions about their list? Well, maybe we're not doing a great job answering it ahead of time, right? If everyone's doing this. So that's my new thing is proactivity with the team. And I think it's the same exact way. And yeah, it can be like, well, there's no problems. Why create them? Well, we're not creating problems. We're creating solutions forever.
Absolutely. Nick, next
Love it.
question. What is one book that you've read that you consider a must read?
Yeah, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Love it. Like it. Love it.
That was the best one. I probably listened to that 5 times. Anytime I feel lost or stagnant, I just throw it on again. Yeah, definitely one of my favorites.
That's to sharpen your
Okay.
saw.
That's right. That's
All
exactly right.
right. What do you, last question, 5 or 10 years from now, where do you see you and your business? The question we always ask is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right. Yeah, you know, I was thinking, so my first goal, I turn 40 in like 7 days from now, something like that. My first
Happy
goal was
birthday.
that. Thank you. My first goal was at 40, I want to like hit the brakes a little bit with my involvement in lead mining. You know, right now I'm super involved. I do have 2 leaders now. I'm about to hire a third leader, which will help me maybe build more than maintain, right? And see what's next for me. You know, it's interesting being in business for 8 years. I mean, that's a long time. I mean, I'm a dinosaur for a business, you know. Really? Yeah, no, that's crazy. A real estate services company too. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many people opened up and closed down during my 8 years. You know, it's great. And then they come in, they go, I don't know how you do it. Oh my God, that was the worst. Well, again, my restaurant career, I'm great at customer service. Someone's complaining, I'm great at talking to them about the complaint. You know, and I really care. I'll make it right. I'll give you free stuff. We'll figure this out, you know. I think the customer service really bogs people down. But you know, I would say definitely more relaxed. Definitely better marketing systems, Right. I haven't realized that, I am like, I'm like the rodeo clown. I'm like the dancing rodeo clown of this company. I'm telling everyone about us. So less push on marketing on my side. And praying for a $10 million net worth. I'm about at three right now. So I think, if I do it right, my goal is to be 60 years old with $10 million in the bank and just fucking chill at the house that's paid off.
We'll use
I love
$10 million in today's numbers.
What's that? Yeah, 10 million. Yeah, right. And today, right.
Yeah,
Yeah. Right.
$10
What's that? What's that?
million in today's numbers. Oof.
Yeah.
Inflation's a killer lately.
I know. Well, no, that's a good point, right? I mean, that the reality of that statement might mean that it's 15 million by the time I get there, right?
Yep.
But yeah, that's kind of
Right.
my goal. If I'm looking at what I want when I grow up, more money, more time. I do say this, and I'll let this be the last of my rant, but I say that life comes in three ways, right? First, you want money, and you'll do whatever, and you'll sacrifice whatever to get money, right? Then you want time. You're like, holy fuck, I've just sacrificed for way too long. Okay. I need some time back in my life. And then you get time. And then after that, it's peace, right? At the end of the day, it's like, wow, I didn't sleep last night. I'll tell you what, I have a rule. Whatever causes me to lose sleep is out of my fucking life. Okay.
Great rule.
Yeah. Dude, it's like things that bother you, they hurt us way more than we think that they do. And so like I'm in the peace phase right now, hard. And I use a lot of my money and a lot of my time to create a lot of stress. Okay. And now I
We
am
got it.
whacking away at my stress.
Good stuff. Honestly, it's all about like that energy that detracts. You want the energy that adds. So fully heard on that
Yeah.
front. We appreciate you coming on the podcast today. If somebody wanted to reach out, learn a little bit more about you and actually give you a follow, what's the best platform for them to give you a follow or come find you?
Yeah, my website is just because it's going to be the easiest one, leadminingpros.com. Exactly how it sounds. There is an S at the end of pro. So it is pros. My cell phone number's on there, and there's a button that says follow me on Facebook. So you can click that. I'm a hoot on Facebook. I would say Facebook is the best place to follow me. My posts are wild. I'm really authentic, just like I was today. And yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Good stuff. So you guys heard Nicholas Nick here. Check him out at one of the website, leadminingpros.com. That's with an S. Give him a follow on Facebook. Great guest today. We hope that you guys enjoyed this episode of the Cash Flow Kings podcast. In between, check out our website at thecashflowkings.com or give us a follow on Instagram where we have daily content. Cheers to your success.
The Cash Flow Kings program is for basic entertainment purposes only. We do not give official legal, tax, or investment advice.